This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Impacting portions of the United States right now. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are, whatever nook and cranny, you are safe and sound. And batten the hatches if you were in the wake of Elsa. She just slammed into the southeast, and now that has been extended into the mid-Atlantic areas, including Philadelphia and Boston and other parts of New England and Long Island, and the tropical storm conditions could spread into all those areas I mentioned and more by later on Thursday into Friday. So what happened initially and why in the low country now, you've got South Carolina, they're getting 3 to 5 inches of rain, southeast Georgia, some of you are listening there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So coastal flood, surge, tornado threats, the things that you see when you have a storm like Elsa. It's the winds that are the primary concern, because 39 miles an hour versus 50, there's even a difference there. But we're seeing tree limbs down, trees coming down, scattered power outages. And what happened when Elsa hit land, unfortunately, it really just crushed parts of Jacksonville. Looked like a tornado came down. There was one person who was killed and somebody else seriously injured because of the tropical storm when a tree fell onto a car. So it's weird. Elsa has had wind gusts that have pushed it up into a hurricane and then lower, where it drops back down to a tropical storm. And it just depends where and when it hits you. Like Cedar Key on Wednesday morning, they had driving rain, but they have gusts of wind clocked 55 to 60 miles an hour. And the storm surge was close to 3 feet at Cedar Key. That was around the midday high tide time, shortly after it hit landfall. I was looking at some video of it, and this is radio, but you heard basically what it would sound like. And just when you're right there on the water, it just flies over. I mean, just flies over those seawalls, and you have people when they're driving where it can be so incredibly dangerous because it's that flooding rain. And that's basically what some people saw in parts of Florida, right? Cape Coral, big flooded area. And of course, what do they tell you? Don't drive through standing water. Because people think they can make it, and it looks like, oh, this doesn't look good, but you know, I could probably get through this. No, you can't get through it. And even when you see it time after time, I don't know what it is in our brain that doesn't click in, where we look and we see it and we think that we can play chicken, I guess, with the water. So when you have officers who are patrolling, this is their biggest gripe and concern. They don't want anyone to drown. They don't want these cars to float away. They don't want these disastrous accidents. So when you're warned about how high that water is getting, that's the thing to pay attention to. So anyway, Elsa, whether it's the hurricane or a tropical storm, because it depends on what happens as it tracks, but is definitely leaving a few awful gifts along the way, like the tornadoes up to the East Coast through Friday and into Massachusetts. So these are all the places where you want to be careful in the mid-Atlantic areas. As you talk to anyone in Florida, and in some spots they feel like they kind of dodged what could have been a bullet, and others they got got hit before it, you know, moved on. In the meantime, it's not about that, except for at the Surfside building in Miami. The good thing is, well, Elsa was churning up the deadly tornadoes and everything it was doing on the east side of the Sunshine State. They weren't getting those high enough winds where they had to stop the recovery mission. And it's really tough because these guys are out there on this pile for long hours. And so the search and rescue efforts at that collapsed Surfside, Florida apartment condo complex have shifted districtly to recovery. 86 people are still unaccounted for. And they had to make that decision. They had to make the operation strictly recovery. And the Miami mayor, Daniela Cava, had to hold a press briefing and say, okay, this is the 14th day of the search. This is what we're saying where we're at. I mean, the emergency crews are exhausted, and they have exhausted every option in trying to find people still alive, and they need that closure. So this transition helps with the closure, I think, right? And the probability of survival with the pancake nature of the collapse, I mean, that really was one of the big factors anyway in the beginning of this. 55 of the 136 units were destroyed in the beginning of this. Hundreds of first responders have been combing through that pancaked pile of debris, really, really desperately wanting that miracle. There's nothing like that feeling, right? Bringing someone back to the people who are waiting for them and love them. But, hey, the rescue crews did find 8 additional victims in the rubble on Wednesday. That part's good because I think it is that, again, closure thing. And they keep holding these moments of silence every evening in honor of all the victims of the collapse. So you've got chaplains and rabbis and other religious leaders that are leading the first responders in this moment of silence because they see how heavy and hard this is, certainly for the people that are down there and the families that are involved in it as well. Now, the follow-up to this is going to be interesting. With infrastructure on the table federally, what's happening locally, some people who live in condos really demanding to have these structural reports done and the engineers poke through what's happened at their building. And I think you may see more of that because of the fear of, wow, did you see what happened at Surfside? We don't want that happening to us in San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, you know, wherever. We don't want that happening here. So we got to check these buildings. But will they actually, because then that costs the moolah to do that, and will we actually see that there are going to be more buildings that, in fact, go through that, right? Yeah. And I think that's a coin flip, depending on where it is. Coming up on the show, we've got Andy Berger. I am so pleased to be one of the voices against human trafficking, and I'm going to be lending my voice to part of a book that's being written about human trafficking all over the world. So I am honored, and we had a great and powerful conversation with her that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. But next, more on what you don't know about U.S. job openings, record highs.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
God. What's up?
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations. All right, interesting. There still is such a big push in ways to get people vaccinated, especially with the mobile possibilities. That's happening in a lot of areas. The vaccines door to door, this immunization push is really, really in full swing, especially as one headline I read today said, it's going granular with the Delta variant flying around out there, because the questions keep coming up. Well, what does that mean? And what does that mean if you're not vaccinated? And it was earlier in the week that the president announced a summer-long effort to reach the Americans who were resistant in getting vaccinated, and doing that by going door-to-door, going to churches, trying to go to places where people would be that were hesitant about being vaccinated and getting shots into the hands of local doctors and medical experts of all types, the trusted messengers. Can they really succeed in convincing people that the vaccinations are safe and beneficial as this push can continue? So the immunization drive is into a new phase with mass vaccination sites closing down. The focus is on what you just heard there, daily destinations from wherever it is, especially mobile availability, that kind of thing, instead of the bigger sites. And if you were looking at how many people are vaccinated on a week where 4 million people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, that is the grim milestone that has happened since this whole thing arrived, sadly, in our lives. And now, like I said, the conversation is about the Delta variant more than anything else. But if you're curious, from Johns Hopkins University, 182.9 million people have been vaccinated. That includes 157.9 million people who have been fully vaccinated in the United States, 55.1% with at least one dose, 47.6% fully vaccinated. In the last week, there was an average of 732,000 doses per day. They went into arms, but that's a 23% decrease from the weeks, or the specifically the week before. In tracking this, that's where we're at. When we think of the Delta variant, what does that mean? It's like I had this discussion with my favorite aunt who's visiting about the Delta variant. It was first identified in India, we know that, last year, and expected to become pretty dominant in the United States. So what is the CDC saying? The CDC is saying that an estimated 25% of the new infections in the country have been linked to that variant. And so what is it? What is the big concern? How effective are the vaccines against it? And the Delta variant, like I said, was detected in India, and they being the medical experts, describe it as being the most fit variant of all the coronavirus mutations. So it's likely to outcompete other variants to infect more people with COVID-19. It's the one that's most likely to latch onto cells in a host. It attacks the host better than other variants because it can replicate itself faster. And Delta is about 50% more contagious than the Alpha variant, which was first picked up in the UK, remember, last year. So this is the thing to watch, what happens with Delta. And how effective are the vaccines against the variant? So what the data is showing, that all three vaccines that have been authorized in the United States have strong protection against severe disease and death from the Delta variant, but they might not be robust against minor to moderate infections. So this is also very key to watch what's said about the vaccines. I mean, I mentioned how many people have been inoculated against the coronavirus. The Delta variant isn't expected to cause massive outbreaks across the United States. Instead, what the health experts are saying, so not me, but what the health experts are saying, that it's going to cause these surges in communities where vaccination rates are lower. And it's the same thing as when COVID-19, we first started to unravel the mystery of it. The most serious risk is to people who are older, sicker, and unvaccinated because they're more vulnerable naturally with their immune systems. But how about this? States with high vaccination rates, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, they have what they call a Delta wall. And the concern is that you'd have two Americas, one largely protected due to high vaccination rates, and the other with surges because of low vaccination rates. And you know, what are the symptoms from, and how does it differ from other strains of coronavirus? The answer is you don't know, because you get a headache, you have a sore throat, you have a runny nose. That's what we hear of COVID-19. Loss of taste and smell. Same thing. So what do you have if you get it? Is it COVID-19 you're testing positive for? Is it the Delta variant? What is it? But if you're fully vaccinated, hey, at least the health experts agree, finally, and they have as of, you know, 7-8 weeks ago, you no longer have to mask up. Except for if it makes sense because you have some horrific disease. So those living where their vaccination rates are higher, then you should feel safer not to cover your face. If it's lower and the Delta cases are higher, well, of course, what do? Indoor gatherings, large crowds, all of that, that's where you could get into trouble. And even there are some that are arguing that you shouldn't feel safe just because you had two doses, that you still need to protect yourself. And this is coming from, you know, organizations that are have been dealing with the pandemic and dealing with the patients and testing. Because I think this continues, right? I mean, there's no indication that the Delta variant is more is worse if it infects children. In fact, a former guest on the show, Paul Offit, who's a pediatrician and the director of Vaccine Education Center at CHOP in Philly, Children's Hospital, he's saying that. He says it's more contagious than earlier variants, but children are at somewhat greater risk of infection. But those who are 12 and older are eligible for vaccines, blah, blah, blah. And he's recommending that parents make sure the unvaccinated children wear masks if they're in public spaces indoors, if you're crowded. And I'm seeing that. I mean, I'm seeing people who are wearing masks. There's always the signs on the door. I talked about this, I think, in a previous show. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to do that. If you're not vaccinated, that you have to do that, right? All right, I got to squeeze this in. Hats off to Tampa Bay, because the Lightning won the Stanley Cup for a second consecutive season. They beat the Canadiens in 5 games. Wow. Second consecutive Stanley Cup title. That is really, really hard to do. There, I'm sure, are no words for some of the people on this team as to how they got there in the first place, who they're drawing upon, and just how great they've played. Good for them. The Bolts, back-to-back cups. I'll tell you what, their fan base is huge and excited. No question about it. I'll meet you on the flip side.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. And police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four others in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she is reportedly in critical but stable condition. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers return to Washington on Monday with a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending looming large on their agenda. A bipartisan group of senators are working on fleshing out the framework of a $1.2 trillion deal to address physical infrastructure projects. Heather Boucher, a member of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors, tells CBS News what Americans can expect to see if that package is passed.
They can expect to see, bridges being fixed, roads being repaved. If they live in a community where there are still lead pipes going into people's homes or schools, they can expect to see those fixed and addressed. They can expect to see broader access to broadband, which we've learned over the past year is so incredibly important. So these are just some basics. And, you know, when that happens, we know that that is good for families, it's good for commuters, it's good for businesses. I mean, this is the way that America works, is grounded in our infrastructure. And so that's what the American people can look forward to.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you're in the middle of a pandemic, the coronavirus has to be a major threat to homeless teens, to abused people, but abused teenagers who find themselves in a very dark, dark place. Andy Berger joins us. She's the founder of Beulah's Place. She knows what this is like, and thank goodness for Beulah's Place. We're going to get into that in a second. Andy, thanks for popping on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your story first and Beulah's Place. You're so passionate about this because you live this. You're a survivor of childhood abuse, and you have written about your story and talked about it. But tell listeners who don't know what happened and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Before there was a term, Kate, called human trafficking, I was sex trafficked by all immediate and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And again, we're talking the 60s, early 70s, so people were barely talking about child abuse at the time, let alone anything, you know, more sinister. And so by the time I was five, the physical, mental, emotional, sexual torture, abuse, manipulation was so great. That was my first attempt at suicide as a young girl. I just wanted to be out. I just wanted it to be over.
Wow.
And, yeah, in that moment, you know, in my life, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But in that moment, somehow, I felt I had some kind of purpose or some kind of something if I could just stay alive long enough. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So it was a really, really long road.
And you get out of that place. And how do you get out of that place? How do you, for the young lifetime of what you went through, how did you get out of that?
I pursued education. I went to college. I finished my four-year degree in 3 years. I was the classic overachiever, pleaser, just leave me alone, you know, let me do what I need to do. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to save the world and all these other kids that were like me. And I got there and I realized, yeah, no, that's not happening, because I saw a lot of things that just weren't the kind of justice I thought I would find. So I finished because I thought, if I take my law to business, I can be more successful and hopefully develop, you know, a way to help kids on my own terms.
Yeah, so then it leads us to Beulah's Place. And tell us about Beulah's Place, which is an incredible refuge for these abused and homeless teens.
Yes, my husband and I co-founded that in 2008. We've been 100% volunteer-driven, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have been trafficked, who have been sexually preyed upon or criminally preyed upon in any way, or sadly, they've just simply been discarded or kicked out for whatever reason. So they run to the streets for safety. And as you know, you and your listeners know, the streets are not safe for young people that are barely, you know, adult age.
Yeah, so now we're in this pandemic, and what's happening? I would think the threat is even more major now because of the coronavirus.
Absolutely. These kids, a lot of our kids, they lived in trees and old cars and abandoned or condemned, you know, structures, things like that when we get them. And so now imagine they're not living in any kind of sanitary condition to begin with. And now we have, you know, this virus out there, which for them, any health condition is dangerous, but these kids have no choice. They don't have medical plans. They don't have a way to just walk into urgent care and say, hey, you know, help me. They have no residential history, nothing to show for themselves because they've been on the streets. They may be carriers and not even know it. So they're either going to die or get worse, or hopefully, you know, if there's a miracle for them, you know, somebody intercedes like we tried to do, but we're still helping these youth regardless. And their main concerns are, can I eat today? Can I get clean today? Can I sleep today? Will somebody help me? Or am I going to die today?
Wow. So as somebody who is, I mean, such a big heart you have, obviously, and this is your passion to help other people in these terrible situations, it has to be rewarding, though, to see them come out on the other side, some of these boys and some of these girls. Is that what really keeps you going?
Absolutely. One less young person on the street means we have a chance for them to have a future, which means our communities across the nation and the world have a future when any of these kids survive and thrive. So we've had quite a number go to college. We have all of them graduating high school. We have them in jobs that they maintain. And so within 3 to 5 months in our safe house program, they are ready to go back to community with very minimal reliance on assistance. And so that is a win for all of us. They're consumers. They're renters. They're starting their own families in a much better way. Do they still have to deal with all the trauma? Of course, just like I did. But they have a better chance when they're fed and they're watered and they have someone that believes in them.
Yeah. We're speaking to Andy Berger, and she's written a book, too, called A Fragile Thread of Hope. And in this book, you talk about four different teens, at-risk teens, you know, taking them from the streets and then what happened. Tell us about one of those stories.
Sure. One of the, not all of the stories are about traffic victims, but yes, this is a perfect example. So one of the girls, her father was the sexual violator and violated her from ages like 5 to 10. The mother finally divorced him, became an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic, met a boyfriend, and would leave her daughter from ages 12 to 16 home alone with just frozen food in the freezer 6 days a week. And the only time the mother would come home or leave the boyfriend is when this girl attempted suicide, where she had to show up. And then she'd be home for a few days, and then it went back. So this girl, of course, in that time period, what do you think a young girl will do eventually? She'll hook up with friends that maybe don't have her best interest at heart. She had a woman approach her, you know, bought her presents, took her to lunch, and a few months later, hey, by the way, I have some friends. They're at a hotel down the road. I want you to come meet them. And there you have it. And so these things happen because these kids are disenfranchised. And, you know, it just is unfortunate. But when we got her, she did so well. These kids are smart. The ones that we rescue are very smart. They just need it channeled. And she has an incredible career at age 24. And it has just really kicked butt in the world. So we're very proud of her and all the kids who make it.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, and again, that's their stories and surviving and thriving. I mean, that absolutely keeps you going. And I think people don't, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they hear little bits about trafficking and they hear about teenagers and homelessness and all the dangers of that. But I don't think they realize it's in their backyard. This is rampant in so many cities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single state in our union has documented cases. The traffickers are not necessarily what you see in the movies. That's, you know, a little bit more saleable. A lot of times it's the average Joe or average Jane that is a teacher like my birth mother was, or a salesperson like my birth father was, or, you know, they're in the community, they have a little house, they have a little family, it all looks normal, but yet they have this underlying business. They are borrowing or stealing product from other families, which is basically their children.
Wow. Wow. What can people do that are listening to this that are just being pulled into this story and now more aware? What can we do?
Well, something positive that they can do definitely is if they see something, say something. Go to your local law enforcement agency, find out what the parameters are on reporting. You can be active that way. A more passive approach, you know, buy the book because 45% of the proceeds go back to victims of child sex trafficking and child abuse. That would be helpful. You know, support an organization like Beulah's Place. Go to beulahsplace.org. Every dollar goes to programs. We have no staff. We have no personnel after 11 years. But we have a 92% success rate of these kids staying independent and moving on. So, you know, we must be doing something right. But they can help in so many ways, or go to a local youth center, find out how you can help, or check with, you know, DHS or schools and say, is there, you know, anyone I can mentor? Things like that. Just get involved. Don't let the piercings or whatever it is, you know, throw you off, because these kids are looking for some kind of identity in our community.
Boy, I think what you said is so true about the mentoring, especially because who can they look to? Where can you go? What can you see that you know, is normal, that there is a path that you can grab onto? And the
exactly.
more mentors, the better, right?
Absolutely. Even a cup of coffee, you'd be amazed. When I first meet one of these young people, we sit down for coffee, tea, whatever, and of course they're a little reticent. You know, they don't trust right away. But, you know, I basically say, so what's going on in your life? You know, what's happening? You know, how can I help? What can I do? And make it about them and not, you know, any other agenda.
Yeah, wow. Andy, your story is so powerful. Thanks for everything that you're doing out there, fighting the good fight. Andy Berger, pick up the book. And help some people, a fragile thread of hope, one survivor's quest to rescue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so you know this, we talked about human trafficking before on this show. Many times we've talked about it, and her story is just so powerful when you think of the abuses she mentioned that she went through and getting out of that situation, getting the law degree, then moving on to try to help others. And human trafficking is, I had no idea until somebody made me aware of just how rampant it was in in every single.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Was kind of rattling around in your mind for two decades, and you finally do this book. It has to be an incredibly joyful moment. Roger Kreiner joins us, and his book is An Adventure in a Stone Age World. We had a lovely conversation off the air, and he and I talked about that, about what it was like and rewriting it and all the things that you go through. Roger, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell everybody in your own words, what was that like that you had this idea and it was just kind of in there churning around, and then you decided to do it? Was it pretty exciting to, once you put pen to paper, so to speak, and you produced this book?
Oh, yeah. Every time that I'd sit down and start working on it, I'd get a little bit more excited about it.
Oh, it just unfolded, yeah. It unfolded, and here's what I love, that you traveled around all over the place. I mean, you traveled around the U.S. and Europe, and you spent like 10 years on aboard submarines. You were in Hawaii, Japan, Korea, the Philippines, and then you were, so that wasn't enough travel. After the Navy, you are a field service tech. And that sent you traveling, and you spent tons of time in airports and airplanes and I think that's probably why a lot of this stuff was coming to you. And you actually told me that this came through several dreams. Tell us about that.
Well, like I told you, it all started out with a series of dreams that were very vivid to me about, me waking up in a future world, a world that was completely devoid of technology, and I would dream about how I would survive and the things that I would do to make a life in this strange new world.
Yeah, so take us through the story. Give us a little, because you've hinted at it there. Tell us about An Adventure in a Stone Age World. Tell us about the story.
Well, the story is actually written by the main character. He recounts a tale of how he was returning home from a job in Tennessee. And he crashes his car in the mountains of western North Carolina. And when he wakes up, the world he knew is completely gone. At first he thinks that he's the only human left alive. There's plenty of other animals around, but as far as he could find, there was no sign of any human life. He tells of his travels from the crash site to his home, because he tries to get back home. And he encounters some challenges and stuff that that he has to overcome. He goes into the remains of a town or city, and he finds this place is haunted by spirits. And that basically drive him back out of the town. And he encounters, of course, some wolves that he has to fight off. When he finally gets home, he finds that there's nothing there. And his mind is already reeling from everything that's happened. And it just... it overcomes him, and he trips out for a while. When he comes to, all he can think of was he needed to be clean. So he takes a bath and decides that it's time to find a permanent place to live. And he goes back, and despite the spirits of the town of Greensboro, North Carolina, he finds a place that converts to a permanent place to live. And
wow! So this is a real incredible leap through time.
Yes, and the book, of course, is An Adventure in a Stone Age World, but it's not in the past.
It's in the future.
In the future. It's in the future after a cataclysmic event that pretty much wipes out most of humanity. And, of course, all technology is gone. And when he does run across humans, they're living as the Stone Age men lived. And small family clans.
I got to stop you there. No technology. I just want everyone to let that seep in for a second. Can you imagine? No technology. How would you survive? And like you said, it's what, you're moving 800 or 900 years into the future.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's long enough for most of the world to have recovered from the event. And, but man hadn't because of his fight for survival, just never advanced.
Right. So he has to figure it out, and especially because, as you mentioned, pretty much everybody's wiped out. So all of a sudden in your mind, you're going from this world where you're installing or repairing machines, you're at woodworking companies, you're in different towns and cities, you're doing your life, and then you're foisted into a completely different world. I love time travel, future, especially futuristic, and then taking that twist, which you reverse engineered with being in the Stone Age in the future. When you did this book, did you have to do a little bit of research, or you just let your mind wander through it with what you knew, which is what your background was?
Probably a little bit of both. Of course, researched a lot of how the Stone Age, or how we think that the Stone Age people lived back, you know, before history, and you know, based on the archaeological excavations and stuff. But most of it was my imagination.
I love that. Those are the best books. What do you hope people take away from reading An Adventure in a Stone Age World, which you can get on Amazon, by the way?
I hope that they take away that here is a guy that was that grew up in a technological world with no real survival skills, and yet he is able to teach himself how to survive. And not only survived, but he builds his own clan in this new world, and he actually makes a difference. He actually helps these Stone Age people move on.
Yeah, wow. So that goes to the, you never know who you can help and who you can touch, and no matter where you're foisted into. And this book, like I said, I mean, what an incredible gift to yourself after thinking about it, the travel we mentioned. And didn't you tell me you did some crazy number? How many rewrites did you do?
Oh, close to 300 rewrites.
Wow.
On the bike.
300. You wanted this adventure fantasy to be just the way you wanted it, right?
Yep.
And you got it. I think that's wonderful. Like I said, what a great story. An Adventure in a Stone Age World. Roger Kreiner, thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate your time and everything.
Thanks, Roger. I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll finish it. All right. All right, so again, thinking about the Stone Age world and leaping forward in that, I think is pretty fascinating. And I had to go back in my mind and think about what was it like, or what it, as Roger said, what we think happened in the Stone Age. And I just can remember being fascinated by that in the fifth grade and trying to wrap my mind around, wow, what do? You have primitive weapons, etc., and how do you survive? And it's pretty interesting to think, what would life be like without technology? So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.